I'm already trying to think about a good poll question to ask about medoxon 14 and squamous cell, but this is almost a scary case in a way. So in any event, before we get off medoxon 14, because it really is an interesting alteration, maybe you can talk a little bit about what we've learned about this in general. And also, I see you had a paper on the issue of resistance to crizotinib in these patients. What do we know about that?
Is that a case report that you have in front of you? I think that actually might be a report from
maybe
this particular patient.
Maybe it is. Let's see. Let me look at it.
I think
says
it's a report from this patient.
It was this patient? Wow, that's cool. Let me see. It's,
yeah. So in general, though, medexon 14 is a driver mutation. It's similar to our more familiar driver mutations like EGFR and ALK in that the tumors are really tuned into that signal. And so TKIs can be quite effective. Crizotinib is the only approved drug currently that has a pretty decent MET inhibition, but there are others that are probably not far behind. And so it's a very appealing option if you find this mutation. There have been reports in the past, your viewers have probably heard of MET amplification, which is also something that can happen in lung cancer. This is a little bit different, and the patients are not necessarily the same patients. There's little overlap between MET amplified patients and MET mutation patients. So they're really two different anomalies, and probably the stronger, more addictive is the mutation.
So I'm looking at this paper. So this paper is about this patient.
It is.
That's wild. So what did you find out? I see you did all these assays on this particular patient. What did you learn?
Yeah, it was really, I will say it was my colleague, Becca Heiss, that led that research on this patient of mine. So similar to point mutations like the T790M that can happen in EGFR, medexon 14 patients can have point mutations as well. And this patient did undergo a research biopsy at the time of progression, and we were able to identify a new mutation that prohibited crizotinib from getting in there. It turns out that as far as MET drugs are concerned, there's two different types, a type 1 and a type 2 inhibitor. And so some of these MET mutations can be overcome by switching to the other type of inhibitor. And that's, we were able to find a clinical trial for her that was of the type 2 MET inhibitor. Like cabozantinib is also a type 2 MET inhibitor. So it turns out that you can sometimes switch the MET inhibitor over to another type, and it is able to overcome the mutation because it's a different shape of drug. It binds to the pocket in a different way.
Wow, that's really fascinating.